Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, good morning, and how are you?
I'm just fine. And it looks like we're going to have a real nice middle of the week, a real nice Halloween.
It should be really, really, really decent because it's going to be real, real mild. And that's your Indian summer weather. So enjoy it. I don't think it's the only bout of Indian summer either. So, it's not like once this is over, that's it. Believe me, I really do think, because if that was the case, I was thinking about, maybe getting at least some of my Christmas lights up this week because of the mild weather. And then I'm looking down the road and I'm saying to myself, I still see mild weather down the road, so I could probably wait a little while. Sunny today, 50 to 55. Clear tonight, 30 to 35. Screaming sunshine and mild tomorrow, 60 to 65. Yeah, that's really great for the trick-or-treaters. Then you have a chance of showers coming in on Thursday, 65 to 70. So still very mild. And it's still in the 60s with rain or showers Friday, and then it's in the 50s with more rain Saturday and then clearing on Sunday.
Tell me the rain Saturday will end early, so Sunday will be the grounds will be dry and everything.
So Sunday will be dry?
Yeah. So Audubon's Kids Day was canceled last Sunday, and so they're going to have it this Sunday. But they've got hay bale mazes and everything like that, so you'd like it to be kind of dry. Will it rain on Saturday and fairly early, or will it be a heavy rain?
It's hard to say if it's going to be a heavy rain, but I'm thinking that the rain on Saturday will probably not end until sometime in the afternoon.
Okay. All right.
Yesterday's computer models, I was looking at those yesterday. They were trying to say that Saturday was going to be nice, and I just shook my head and I said, no way. And now this morning, the computer models are saying, it looks like at least part of Saturday will be wet. So with any luck at all, it'll dry out Saturday night and you'll be fine on Sunday.
All right. So then, good. Now I've got to fix a rust spot, one little rust spot that I have to sand on my Jeep and paint over again. And so it looks like Wednesday will be the day to do it, Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, I would take advantage of that. You going to the city today?
Yeah. Yep.
No, should be no problem.
No, should be.
Fine weather to and from. So, so you're lucking out, Marshall.
So far, I mean, we didn't luck out with that cold rain we had, though. I mean,
yeah. How much rain did you get on Saturday?
Too much.
Oh, okay.
It didn't come all. It wasn't like they predicted. There wasn't a monsoon all day long. Okay.
Right.
We had very high winds. We had lots of power outages. I mean, tons of power outages in our area. Lots of trees down. And we had bouts of windswept rain, okay? So it was really hard to tell. Even if you had a rain gauge, it was so windy that the rain was blowing sideways. I'm not sure how much rain goes into all those receptacles when you get that much wind. But it was windy. We had, Pat, I can't tell you the amount of power outages we had.
It wasn't as windy here in the lower Hudson Valley. And in my location, we didn't get that much rain. We only got a quarter inch.
I would say we probably got, if I were to guess, a half to three quarters of an inch of rain.
Yeah, but we were all thinking 1 to 2 inches.
But the thing that we got, which they said we weren't going to get, was the constant winds. I mean, constant 20 miles an hour with gusts up. It was, and a lot of trees came down, a lot. I mean, so there were a lot of power outages all over the place.
And at this time of the year, too, because of all the wet weather, the trees don't have much resistance to the wind, so that's why they come down very easily.
Yeah, we have multiple roads closed and everything like that. So, what the heck, We're it's practice run for winter.
Unfortunately, you're right. Yeah, because that's coming down the road, especially last night when I was watching the news and I saw that they already selected the Christmas tree for Rockefeller Center.
Where's it coming from?
Is it Wallkill? Wallkill, New York?
Oh, Wallkill, yeah.
Wallkill, New York, yeah.
Wallkill, New York.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from. Someone asked, How do they select those trees? Do they have somebody going out spying on them?
Oh, they, every year they have a whole group of trees they go out, yeah.
They do, huh?
They have a list. You know, they go out and they accumulate the list, and then they get suggestions and they look. And if they go out there, you know, it's a serious thing, yeah.
Oh, so they get suggestions. So people write in and say, we have a tree. Yeah. And I'm assuming, and I may be wrong, I'm assuming that whoever tree they take, they get paid for.
I'm not sure.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether they get paid or not. Let me just look at that up here for a second. See if
yeah,
that
I think that would be interesting. I mean, well, you know, would you give your tree away free to
Rockefeller Center? Here we go. Trees are traditionally donated.
Donated.
Yeah. But the tree is usually a Norway spruce. It has to be 70 to 100 feet high. Let's see, the trees are, they're scouted by a guy by the name of Eric Powes, head gardener at the Rockefeller Center. He visits nurseries throughout the tri-state area while keeping an eye out for one-of-a-kind backyard trees. They can also are submitted through the Rockefeller Center's website. They choose each year's tree based on its hardiness and Christmas tree shape, as well as its ability to support the heavy ornaments. So there you go.
How do you like that?
They're donated.
Well, leave it up to New York City to find the cheap way out.
Yeah. So there you go. There's all our questions answered about the Rockefeller Christmas tree.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of nice to be donated, but what are you donating it to? You're donating it to Rockefeller Center to put up for millions of people to see, bringing people to see so that they spend money in the surrounding areas and in the city and everything like that. I think the tree should get money for it. If it's on your property and that's the tree they want, they should pay for it.
I agree with you. I wouldn't give up my tree for nothing to the Rockefeller Center.
No, absolutely not. I mean, after all, Rockefeller Center is not owned by New York City. We all know that.
Okay, last year's came from State College, Pennsylvania. The year before that, Oneonta, New York. Then Gardner, New York. Danville, Pennsylvania. Shelton, Connecticut. You know, it goes right on back there. Ridgefield, Connecticut was on the list once. I tell you. And they're all between 70 and 90 feet. They're all Norway spruces. Yep.
Wow. Well, I certainly don't want. I wouldn't want the job decorating that. Would you?
No, they put the scaffolding up. It's just, you know.
It takes them forever, and it's got to be done right.
Yeah. So well, it's a big thing. I ride by it and I see it. I say hello tree and I keep riding.
And you keep riding, and me as many times as I've seen the tree, to me it always looks the same.
Well, you know, you put it in the building. I mean, it does look pretty. It does look beautiful. But if a tree is always between 70 and 90 feet and they're always using the same decorations, it looks like the same tree every year.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's nice to see you. You get a smile. But I'm not going to get out of the car and stand there with thousands of people I don't know.
I agree with you.
I can see trees out here without standing. I can see thousands of trees by myself without having thousands of people with me. So.
Yep. I have to totally agree with you. So, that's the way it goes.
And it's too close to Trump Plaza, too.
Well, you had to bring that up, huh?
Because now you got the people that are always protesting in front of, and then you got all the cement blocks up now and everything. It's, you know, it's horrible.
I'm watching the network news last night. That's when I get my chance to watch the network news. And of course they're talking about the horrible thing at the synagogue, and there were people, rabbis and things like that in Pittsburgh that said the president is unwelcome there. And I'm shaking my head and I'm saying to myself, you know, as long as I've been alive, I never, ever remember something like this happening. where you know, Americans don't want their president, you know. I just shake my head and I say, you know, I don't know where this is all going.
It's not going in a good place, Pat.
I guess not, Marshall. I guess
we'll
not.
We'll keep living in our little world where we're happy,
right,
as peas in a pod.
That's it. That's it. Yep, you're absolutely right. So in the meantime, it's a nice day today, a nice day tomorrow, and then it begins to change by the end of the week. And at least I don't see anything ominous. 2 weeks ago, we predicted the storm on the weekend. I'm not seeing nor'easters in the next week or so. So that's a good thing.
All right. Pat, we'll speak with you mañana.
You got it, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Buchanan this morning in the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.